In January, the Old Fort Homeless Coalition held its annual point-in-time count of sheltered and unsheltered homeless people in the community. The count was then sent to the State Office of Housing and Urban Development in Little Rock for processing. The official numbers were released last week. Ozarks at-largest Christina Thomas spoke with one of the key members in the Old Fort Homeless Coalition and has this report about Fort Smith's 2014 point-in-time count.
Overall, the number of homeless decreased from last year and is at its lowest point in 4 years, though the number for those left without shelter increased. Debbie Everly is the director of homeless programs for the Old Fort Homeless Coalition. She says it was a cold night in January when the committee tasked with surveying the homeless set out to ask their questions.
We have people who, on an extremely cold night, will try to seek some shelter. They may go in with somebody or four people and get a room at the Garden Inn or, try to find somebody's couch that they could sleep on. So those people we definitely would miss during that count. So the weather does affect it a little bit. Basically, we're still seeing the unsheltered count. It rose slightly this year, and that's why we still think that we need the Riverview Hope campus, because of the number of unsheltered people, because those are the people that we will be providing shelter for.
And so what is that number for this year, for the unsheltered?
This year, I think it was 72.
For the
72
unsheltered?
72 for the unsheltered. And I think last year they had 68, mm-hmm. I recall.
And so then, do you know the numbers for sheltered? Because and that just means that they're in someplace like the Salvation Army. They have stayed the night there or
sure. Mm-hmm. And that number's decreased a little bit since last year. This year we showed 185 homeless that were in some sort of shelter. And in 2013, last year, there was 228.
I know that there was, maybe 9 months ago or so, there was some action to remove homeless people from their camp by the river.
That's correct.
Did that follow through? And
well, Richard Griffin, who owns the property right south of the camp, the North Camp, he went ahead and let the people move onto his property. But just recently, they've been given notice that they had to vacate that property due to the walking trail that the city is getting ready to put in, and they are right on that trail. So they have been asked to move again, and they were given 30 days' notice.
Because of things like this, do the questions that you ask the people that you talk to, do they vary from year to year?
No, they're pretty much the same questions. We ask them where they slept last night. We ask them how often they've been homeless. Have they just recently been homeless? Have they been homeless for, one to two times in the past year, three to four times? So we ask them that so we know the consistency of, if they're chronically homeless or not. We don't ask them any personal questions other than, we ask them if they use illegal drugs, and we ask them if they are needing help for depression. We ask them if they are needing treatment for alcohol, just chronic conditions that they might have. So we just try to find that out, and then we publish it. We ask them if they're veterans, so we know that statistic also.
With those questions being said, are there any numbers that really, really stood out to you this year? Is the majority chronically homeless? Is the majority veterans?
No, the majority is not veterans. We have about, 16% that are veterans, which is still way too high if you are to categorize people. But, most of the people that are unsheltered don't seek shelter for a particular reason. Obviously they're cold, but the shelters seem to have some barriers that they can't cope with at this time. And those are like having a pet. A lot of them have pets, and none of the shelters will let you bring in a pet. So at our new Riverview Hope campus, we are going to allow pets and we'll be providing kennels for the pets, where the people are still going to be responsible for taking care of them, but they'll know that they're safe while they're resting. Let's see, what's another barrier? They have a lot of possessions, and that's all their possessions. You know, they don't want to be leaving their things because they're afraid they're going to be stolen. And so we will be having secured storage area where they'll all get like a big Rubbermaid tub and be able to put their things in there. And they'll be able to gain access through a safety officer that will be there anytime they need anything out of their tub. And they don't have to worry about people pilfering through their things.
Well, you're one step closer to this campus becoming a realization.
We definitely are a lot closer, and that's why we've started already recruiting volunteers, and we're getting ready to start a capital campaign. We're also hoping for a large gift to come through the beginning of April, which we'll, you know, put out a press release on if it comes through. We've got more and more people that we're speaking to. Every week we do talks at different organizations, and most of our comments are very positive. One of the things we've seen across the nation is that there's about an 85 to 95% success rate in getting people out of homelessness when you actually use the campus model, because all of the services are right there, and they're not missing doctor's appointments, and they're not forgetting to take their medication and things like that. That's all going to be within our control to help them do those things.
And the response from the homeless community, has there been a response from the homeless community about
yeah,
the campus?
Well, when we did our point in time count, we told them, you know, that we were going to be opening up the campus soon. And in some instances, we asked them if they would be interested in getting off the street and coming out there, and most of the answers were yes. And, you know, we definitely understand that we are not going to get every single person off the streets. But it's just amazing how they were living. And it is a big change for them to come.
Debbie Everly is the director of homeless programs for the Old Fort Homeless Coalition. The coalition released their 2014 point-in-time homeless count last week. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.